I heard your state Supreme Court ruled against the anti-erotic music law. How many of you are aware there's already a new anti-erotic music law in your state legislature that it's time to come out and fight? That's the sort of thing the religious right loves to use to open the doors for things like anti-gay amendments that were on the ballot in Oregon last time and apparently are going to be on the ballot in Washington this time. Beware the Trojan horse of family values. So this is the family values portion of our evening. I'm too chicken shit and lazy to think for myself. I want my children to have that comfort too. Just let mail order religion tell me how to raise my kids. But as soon as I let them outside, they come back with all these questions. What's the concerned parent to do? The answer is obvious. Ban everything. I used to laugh at those preachers for profit on my TV when we sat around and watched them for yucks while we were doing all kinds of drugs. And the more blasted out of my mind I became, the more I began to see, yes, there was a void in my life. And Jerry Falwell and Oral Roberts and Robert Tilton and Bob Larson and Pat Buchanan and bless his ego, Pat Robertson, were right. So I picked up the phone and gave one of them a call. A pre-recorded space alien voice on the other end asked me for my credit card number. I gave it to him. Before long, my mailbox was filling up every day, boiling over with more and more of these hideous, terrifying stories. The sky is falling. There's sex on TV. Darwinist humanism in public schools. Race mixing in Hollywood. Mighty Mouse promoting drug. Satanic rock music. And now my children even being exposed to songs written, produced, and sung by Negroes. And each time in the envelope there was a pre-printed postcard where all I had to do was sign my name and fire it off to my congressman and fire it off to the companies Donald Wildman told me to tell them I was boycotting, and without even having to write a letter by myself or even talk to somebody else on the phone, all of a sudden I had all this power, all this veto power, power to ban everything, power to start wiping away anything I didn't happen to like. Power to control for others what I saw no reason to control in my own life. And you know something? It felt good. It felt real good. I was hooked. I was addicted. Yes, I am a godaholic. And my checks to the hope dope dealers got bigger and bigger and bigger, and every day I'd wake up and my hands would shake and my teeth would clatter till the mailman would show up and bring me my fix, and I could rip open the envelopes and tie a rubber hose around my common sense and shoot up with God! And it made me feel high. Heavenly. I felt secure. I could look in the mirror and feel like Matt Dillon instead of an asshole. I felt better about myself for a while. But then I'd come down, 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 and I'd need more, more, more. But like any other gang, the hope dope dealer sets a price you gotta pay. Money is not enough. No, they want more and more and more. I signed away my life savings. I signed away the kids' college money. I signed away the deed to our home, even the deed to our motor home, and it still wasn't enough. I put my hands on the television screen. I wiggled around that little one-inch prayer cloth I got from Robert Tilton in the mail.
even fondled some of his mail-order holy cornmeal. And then the bolt of lightning hit me, and I got the message.
Yo, you ain't down with the gang till you prove yourself and do some favors for the gang. You gotta be the gang's hit men and hit women. Down at the school boards, down at the shopping malls. Besides, playing vigilante is your favorite part of the job. We pick the target. You make the hit. As quietly as possible, there's a lot less of us than they think. And we'll start by kneeling down in the den to smoke a few rocks of ages. Then, when we got our lynch mob buzz, we'll storm out the door into the neighborhood and go Bible wilding! Helter skelter, domino by domino, we will threaten them and blackmail their landlords with picket signs and clinic bombings. Get those books on our blacklist out of this here bookstore. We want every record with a tipper sticker out of this here record store. Better yet, why don't you close down and evict those stores altogether so we can put in a nice Bible supply store instead and more family-oriented establishments like Blockbuster Video and Walmart. Or we won't just picket the record store. We will picket every tenant in your whole shopping mall and cost you lots and lots of money and smear your name in the community as vendors of smut until you see things our way. It's best you just go along with us and ban everything. I never knew there was so much filth out there. Things I'd looked at a million times never looked quite this way before. And the more I looked, the more I saw, and the more I saw, the more it offended me. I followed the instructions in those mail-away tapes and videos from the Parents Music Resource Center and took away all the rap and Guns N' Roses records we bought the kids for Christmas last year. But to show them we still have an open mind, we put Phil Collins albums in their place. Just like the PMRC's old tape recommends. And we learned about subliminals in Ritz crackers from the guy who testified at the Judas Priest trial. And we learned from an article on Reverend Phil Phillips and his book Turmoil in the Toy Box that too much exposure to the Smurfs will turn your child into Charles Manson. And we learned from the Reverend Joseph Chambers in Charlotte, North Carolina, that Barney the Dinosaur is a New Age demon who promotes homosexuality. And now I know why the dinosaurs died. It's because Noah's Ark was too full. And that's what we'll force all your children to memorize when we take over the schools. And I'll never let my little ones go out on no dates, because Focus on the Family says that might lead to date rape. And I learned from the Daughters of the American Revolution in Texas why the Diary of Anne Frank must be purged from public schools.
It's too depressing.
And the Secret Life of Walter Mitty has got to go too, because
fantasizing is insanity.
And we must ban Halloween for everyone so my children won't be exposed to anyone dressed as a devil or a witch. And remember what Brother Jimmy Swaggart once said, co-ed swimming causes problems of the flesh. Something he seems to be intimately familiar with. Not only that, but if you go swimming, you might drown. If no one dared dip their toes in any water, the world would be a safer place. The answer is obvious. Ban everything. I don't want my children exposed to that lovey-dovey, tissy-kissy, touchy-feely smut on TV like the Cosby Show. Wholesome violence is the way to go. And I was glad to read in an Al Manconi religious tract, no less, that the most incidents of violence per hour were on Pat Robertson's Family Channel network. And we went down to Blockbuster and rented Jaws last week and sat down and watched it together in the den like a good family should. Next thing I know, I take a peek in the bathroom as my little boy's in the bathtub. And I see him playing with his rubber shark in a funny way. He's got his finger in its mouth and he's moving it up and down. And I go, no, 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 whap, whap, whap. Ah, latex is good for something. No, 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 whap, whap, whap. I want my son to grow up and lead a good life and get a good job. And my daughter to very well and crank out lots and lots of grandchildren. Not wander the earth in search of mechanical sharks to give them head. The answer is obvious. Ban everything. Those pages in the Sears catalog. And the Penny's catalog. With little boys modeling their underwear. And the corsets and girdles and certain hospital supplies. All under the counter now in a brown paper bag. Those round, pointed cement gravel storage buildings you see in highway department work yards look an awful lot like a giant triple X cup bra to me. Carrying it down at dawn. We must protect ourselves. I don't want to see no more wet clothes, dirty socks, fluffy white diapers, size 42 boxer shorts hanging out on clotheslines where someone might see them. You never know what that could lead to. There's only one thing left to do. Ban everything. Why? Why? To protect the children. The little ones. The ones we must shield from any point of view that might get in the way of our own. And the only way to protect them from all that adult filth and reality out there is to water down and restrict all art until it's safe and easy to understand for the little children. Because the life of an unborn child is sacred. So once they're born, you can beat them. You can starve them. When they turn 18, send them to the electric chair or kill them in a war against some starving country who had a population explosion because we cut off their access to birth control so we'd have someone to kill somewhere to keep the Pentagon from going broke. So ban everything. Ban everything. Ban, ban, ban everything. Oh, ban anything that moves. Everywhere I look, I see more things I want to ban. We're more preoccupied with sex than the lost souls we save ever were. And why are we so obsessed to do these things to you? Because if we can choke off your natural emotions and desires, we can choke off the rest of you, too. Legislate the imagination. Keep people quiet and out of trouble. Afraid to think. Afraid to fuck. Afraid to communicate, afraid of their own curiosity, afraid that new ideas and different people are somehow unclean. Above all, afraid to dream. So by law, we're dragging you back to the good old days that never existed. Crimes of the mind will not be tolerated. This is how we, your moral guardians, masturbate. This is how we, God's chosen libido Scrooges, dominate. The answer is obvious. Ban everything!